Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today from England, we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of his St. Michael's Priory, the Blackfriars, in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching is entitled, To Be a Child Always.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. 72 came back rejoicing. Lord, they said, even the devils submit to us when we use your name. He said to them, I watched Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Yes, I have given you power to tread underfoot serpents and scorpions, the whole strength of the enemy. Nothing shall ever hurt you. Yet do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you. Rejoice rather that your names are written in heaven. It was then that, filled with joy by the Holy Spirit, he said, I bless you, Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, for hiding these things from the learned and the clever, revealing them to mere children. Yes, Father, for that is what it pleased you to do. Everything has been entrusted to me by my Father. When no one knows who the Son is except the Father, who the Father is except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Then turning to his disciples, he spoke to them in private. Happy are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you, that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, never saw it, to hear what you hear, and never heard it. The Gospel of the Lord. There's a saying attributed to Cicero. I've never managed to track down this saying, but somebody told me it. He said, not to know what happened before you were born is to be a child always. I like the first half of that saying. We really should try to know as much as possible about what happened before we were born. We should consider history, which is always never quite what we think. The good historian looks at the sins of the past to give themselves some sense, some inkling that there might be sins in the present. A bad historian looks at the sins of the past to make themselves feel superior and above all that sort of thing in the present. So it's a good thing to know what happened before we were born as best we can. However, the second half of the saying, that is to be a child always, well, that seems unhealthy to me. I know what he means, but really, we are children always. That's what we are. We can't avoid that. And also, it's a good thing if we understand it rightly. Today's memorial is about Santa Teresa of Lisieux, a Carmelite nun who died at the age of 24. And she's known as St. Therese of the Child Jesus because that was her special devotion given to her as a nun, what she should contemplate. And in fact, it fitted very well with her own understanding, her own wisdom. Her great book, the autobiography, published after she died, a great seller, an immense seller really, one of the most read works of spirituality in Catholicism, indeed in the world, is all about how she became what she was, and much is about her childhood. She was in some respects an unusually childish child, although right from the start she had certain qualities, particularly her strong will, her desire to take everything, to become everything she could become, which led her from a very early age to decide she needed to become a nun, to the extent she even interfered with the Pope's stately procession by asking him to intervene on her behalf and allow her to join the convent early. And yet, it's all about being a child. Despite the fact she became in some ways unusually mature, well, most ways unusually mature, dying at the early age of 24, already novice mistress in her convent. She also understood that we are children always, which is why we learn so much from contemplating the child Jesus. I'm sure many people resent that. They don't want to be thought of as children. But, you know, human beings will never really grow up into great adulthood. We'll become what we can, but life is short, even the longest life. And our wisdom is limited. Certainly very limited compared to the great angels. And saying this sermon, in fact, on the feast of the great angels, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and the unnamed archangels. But these angels also understand that they're children. It's what we are, created by God. Christ himself is, in his humanity, a child of God, but also, which seems strange to some people who haven't really understood the Trinity, he is also a child in his divinity. The Son of God is a co-equal child to the Father. They are equally powerful, equal in wisdom, equal in love, equal in all things, and yet he is still the Son of the Father. In his humanity, he is the greatest of all human beings, but he is a human being with all the limitations of a human being. So to those who say, well, child is fine as long as we just make it a statement of coming from God, I would say, no, but you know, we are never going to be great things. We will be what we are in heaven, vaster in intellect and understanding and in love, if we are confirmed in grace, than we can imagine, seeing things we could never imagine. We're still human beings. And to be a child is to be utterly dependent on God. Young children, babies, are, in that sense, better than us. Baptized in Christ, they are freed from the delusion of being adults, of being grown up. That's part of the reason they're without actual sin. Born in the sinful world, in the sinful nature, they cannot sin because they lack the intellect, but they also lack thereby the ability to delude themselves. They are what they are. Young children, in fact, we can seem very selfish if we measure them by adult terms, but that's a lack of capacity. But they know that what they are, to be children, they have not deluded themselves. Those who do delude themselves that they are grown up are in great danger. It's also true for Therese that understanding that we are children didn't cut her off from the rest of humanity, but quite the opposite, enabled her to reach out. She is the patron saint of the missions, along with St. Francis Xavier. Francis Xavier, who converted thousands, tens of thousands, baptized tens of thousands, whose arms ached with his work, seems an obvious patron of the missions. Therese is a patron of the missions because she reached out in her soul, her heart, her love. And I think it's because she understood that to know that we are children of God is to know that we are one. That's why I think we should live by this. That's why she prayed for people who were terrible. She prayed for a murderer. She prayed for a very elegant man who lapsed from the Catholic Church but tried to create his own form of Christianity. She prayed for all humanity. It's meaningful, it's powerful to know that. When I look at people who are rich and famous and ask myself, what do I think of them? Well, I think many things, but mostly I think they're children of God. When I think of those people who have done terrible things, I still think, but they are children of God. Think of people that we're appalled by. Rapists, paedophiles. You ask me what I think of them, I think, well, we should consider what we must do to protect others, that they should accept some punishment, some limitations in their life. And there's much to dispute about what would be best there. But fundamentally, I think, and we all must think, they are children of God. and the victims, the poor, the outcasts, they are children of God. And it always will be. To be a child always is simply to be created by God. But some refuse to accept that they are children, refuse to open themselves up to the Father and to all the things that God wishes to give us. They are still children of God, but they have denied that great truth. That's why today is the feast of a great saint, a great teacher of Christian wisdom. That's why today we must all rejoice and say, yes, we are children always. Thanks be to God.